Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor in the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Sure, Beverly Andrews.
Thank you, Ms. Andrews. Can you verify your address for me?
Sure, 1428 Cornell Drive, Dayton, Ohio, 45406.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. That account is loading up. I'll be right with you. And I do see that the Wi-Fi booster was ordered where you paid $745 shipping and handling.
No, I did not order a Wi-Fi booster. I have no need for a Wi-Fi booster.
Is it possible that someone in the household could have placed the order in your name and used your information?
No, I just went through this with the other representative. I'm the only person in the house that uses the computer. Is this like one of those pop-up ads or something that comes up?
I'm not sure how you got connected. You could have completed a survey from one of the major retailers to actually get to this particular offer once you complete that survey. It does give you various prizes that you can pick out to which you only pay the shipping for. With this account, the Wi-Fi booster was ordered and the shipping of $7.45 was paid. But with that payment, it does have terms and conditions of letting you know that if you didn't cancel within 24 to 48 hours, you would be billed the monthly membership for $49.97, and that is a membership to the Factory Direct online store. It does give you a $125 gift card, so that way you can shop at our online consumer gadget store to purchase similar items.
Okay, no, none of this is familiar, and I didn't sign up for anything like this.
Okay, well, we can definitely go ahead and proceed with filing the charges as fraudulent. I just need to make you aware that all cases of fraud, they are forwarded for pending investigation. Not false claims of fraudulent charges, they will result in penalties such as a fine. I do have the IP address here of where the order originated. So what I do have to do is get this information sent over to your local authorities for you so that way they can pinpoint where the order was placed and find out the device that was used and also prosecute whomever used your information. So I do just need your consent to get that information sent over so they can start that investigation for you.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, one moment. And just to let you know, I'm still here working on your account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And just to confirm, can you confirm your email with me?
Sure, redteach47@yahoo.com.
Okay, and that is the email address that I have on this account. One moment. I do appreciate your patience. I did go ahead and send over your information to your local authorities. If they need any additional correspondence from you, someone will reach out to you. In the meantime, I did do a courtesy refund of your two charges. You got a refund for $49.97 and $7.45 pending that investigation. It takes about 3 to 5 business days to get that back to your account. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's everything. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Bye.